السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 19th of Zulqa'dah 1443, we commence and start a new surah and chapter, and that is Suratul Qamar, and inshallah today our verses will be Surah Qamar verses 1 to 14, inshallahul Aziz. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. He gives wealth to whoever He wishes, and He makes a people content whoever He wishes. He is the one who makes us smile and laugh, and He makes us cry as well. He is the only one who gives death, He gives life. So that is the Qudrat Kamila, the absolute sovereignty, authority, majesty of Him, Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala. Azifatil Azifah. Remember, our death is coming nearer and nearer. The day of justice is coming nearer and nearer. And what are we doing? We kill time and waste time. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties. Majority of the people, they squander it and waste it. Muslim, non-Muslim, all are included. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. There's health which Allah has blessed us with, and this free time, the leisure time Allah has given us. So use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's lesson, Suratul Qamar, this is the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. If you look at the moon, first three nights, it's called Hilal. You look at it on the 14th night, it is blooming, shining, glittering, and it is a full glory and full moon, Laylatul Badr. And remember that when you look at the moon, Qamar, the waxing and the waning, the increase and the decrease. Therefore, words make words, so gambling. We all know gambling is haram and not permissible. So it's called qimar. People win, they lose. Majority, they lose, obviously. So that's why qamar, increase, decrease, waxing and waning of the moon. So Suratul Qamar, why Surah Qamar? The first verse will tell us. It was revealed prior to the migration of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, and remember it comprises 55 verses. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informing us. Now the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they were the people, remember, that they were demanding miracles from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember that they said, we want this miracle. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us, Tarabati Sa'a. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He was, He is, He will always be very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqtarabati Sa'a. And the hour is coming and drawing nearer and nearer. Our death every minute, every moment. When the sun would set, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, Naqasa fihi ajali, wa lam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is decreasing, and my good actions and righteous deeds are not increasing. Do we ever think like that? So sa'a, the sughra, the micro, our death. And the kubra, the macro, when everything shall perish. Chapter 28, verse 88. Surah Qasas, remember the last verse. Everybody, everything will perish. He Allah alone was, is, will always be. He is Hayyul Qayyum. Al Hayyul Qayyum is for Him alone. He was, He is, He will always be. His ever loving, self subsisting. One shakkal qamar. They said, show us this miracle, this miracle. One day in Makkah Mukarramah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bi yadihi ash-sharifa, with his hand mubarak, finger mubarak, pointed to the moon and gestured and signaled to the moon, and it split, remember, in two parts. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in this, the mu'jiza and miracle of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this happened where the palace is now, there Jabal Abi Qubais. So people who were standing facing that direction, they saw it with their own eyes. So many books have been written on that topic alone. So remember, one shakkal qamar, and the moon split asunder. So the moon splitting took place already during the time of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hence the name Suratul Qamar, that is the moon. These people, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. When they demand this miracle, that miracle, and you show them, yet they will make excuses. Wa I yaro ayatay yuridu. And when they see the miracles, 1-2 million miracles, every verse of the noble Quran is a miracle. 6,236 verses. Therefore, it's called ayah, a sign, a symbol of Almighty Allah. Yu'ridu, they turn away. They turn away from the message and the messenger. What will they say? Personal character assassination, Allah forbid. Like today, when you speak the truth, then people know you're speaking the truth. Now they will try and find this fault in you, that fault in you. Wayaqulu, the same people who are turning away, the mushrikeen, polytheists, non-Muslims. What they said? Sihrum mustamir. Sihrun da'imun, that this is continuous, just magic, sorcery, witchcraft. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They were Arabs, they understood the glory, they were masters of prose and poetry. So remember, they knew what Arabic is all about, and yet they now say that this is witchcraft, magic, sorcery, jadu. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So this was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif, in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Millions of people have memorized it, by hearted it, in different parts of the world, male, female, adult and children. And if you look at today's world, majority who have memorized the noble Quran are non-Arabs. وَكَذَّبُوا, they rejected the message and the messenger. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, and they followed their whims, fancies and desires. Hawa. Hawa is not your hawa in Urdu, Arabic, Urdu or Meman, Gujarati, Surti, no. Wind. Hawa in Arabic means to go lower, lower and lower. The more people follow their desires, the more they relegate and debase themselves and get humiliated by Allah. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ They reach the lowest of the low. So they follow their worm's fancies and desires. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِيرٍ And all the matters are settled already. In Almighty Allah's infinite knowledge, everything is already known that who will enter Jannah, paradise, who will enter the hellfire. But Allah gives us that freedom of choice. You prove yourself and show me. So, oh, nobody can blame Almighty Allah. We all must blame ourselves. Even Iblis, the Shaitan, will tell people, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't blame me, Iblis and Shaitan. You must blame yourself. I only invited you to the vices and the evil. I did not impose it upon you. And you fell for all the glory and beauty which you thought it was, but it was short-lived. So therefore blame yourself. Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse number 22. So see, every person need to take some introspection, some soul searching and x-raying of our speech, our actions, our deeds.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ
So indeed, definitely it came to them, Amba. Amba, the plural of Naba. Khabarun Azim, the important news, information, the wahi. From that Allah Ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salam, Gabriel the archangel, to the respective prophets and messengers, مَا فِيهِ And in that message, and messages, مُزْدَجَرْ They will say, to deter them, to tell them, stop in your tracks, stop from your kufr and your blasphemy, stop from your idol worship and shirk, stop from your nifaq and hypocrisy. So to deter them and stop them, hikmatum baligha, and there was great, great wisdom in this, the maximum best of wisdom there was in this. Fama tughni nudhur, but the warners and the warning did not come to the avail, did not help them. Because when I open the tap and you keep the cup or the glass upside down, nothing will go inside. So they would say, قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف Our hearts are covered and there's nothing will enter of the truth. فَتَوَلَّ أَنْهُمْ So you turn away from them. Your function, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, or Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to convey and propagate the message. Hidayat, guidance comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now when these people die, and now is the day of justice, يَوْمَ يَدْعُدْ دَعِي إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ نُكُرْ The day when the angel die, the angel will announce, now everybody must rise from their barzakh, from their graves, wherever they are, their bodies cremated, or their bodies drowned, and the body not retrieved. We all know cremating in Islam totally haram and unacceptable. So they will be called by the inviter, ila shay in nukur, to something terrible, something horrible, which they never experienced. And that is the day of justice, something totally beyond their perception, comprehension. Chapter 22, verse 2, وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ You will see the people intoxicated, drunk, but they're not drunk, but they're walking as though they are drunk and intoxicated. But the punishment of Allah that day is very, very severe. Allah protect us. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, the day of judgment. خُشَّعَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ They will be keeping their gazes looking down when a person is guilty. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْقُبُورِ They will come out from their graves. They will come out from barzakh, wherever they are. كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ As though as they are the locusts and scattered in different directions. People are experiencing bumper harvest, bumper
crops. And tomorrow is the day of harvest. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. No one knows the army of Allah. That night Allah sends the locust. And they decimate and destroy the entire crops and harvest. This person can't believe. I supposed to make millions and millions of dollars in rand, and now I can't even sell one because everything decimated, destroyed. So they will come out like the locusts scattered in all directions. Muhti'ina ilad-da, musri'ina ilad-da, hastening and rushing to the angel calling them. Now when they see everything, now they will know this is the reality. What they were mocking, scoffing the messenger, mocking the day of justice, Allah forbid. يقول الكافرون هذا يوم عسير. The non-Muslim will say, what a difficult day this is. But alas, too late. Almighty Allah will address them. One place only Allah addresses them. And that is to humiliate them further. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Oh, you non-Muslims who are sane and mature. You belong to this cult and this religion and that philosophy and ideology. All of you who believe in anything besides Islam and you're sane and mature, لا تعتذروا اليوم. Today, the day of justice, don't cite any excuses and don't give any excuses. إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. Verily, you'll be punished according to your deeds and actions. Chapter 66, verse 7. So everyone is given a fair chance. Almighty Allah speaks of Noah and the Ark, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and the Safina. Quran Kareem teaches us, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He stayed amongst his people 950 years, 950. 43 times his name, Nami, Isme Grami's honorable name is mentioned, Nuh. Nuh means to cry and console the people. Allah Jalla Wala dedicated one entire surah and chapter 71 to this mighty messenger of Allah. كَذَّبَدْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. And the people of Nuh alayhi salam, before these people, they rejected him. They rejected the message and the messenger. فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. And they rejected our messenger. We selected him, not elected by people. وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونُ وَزْدُجِرْ. And they said he's insane and mad, Allah forbid. وَزْدُجِرْ. He was driven away. They said, we don't want to see your face. They inserted their fingers in the ears. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. And remember, go open Surah Nuh. There they say, we don't want to hear you. We don't want to see you. And now the Nabi cries. The Nabi cries. When a Nabi cries, Allah's help comes straight away. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ. And he cried to Allah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, weeping, sobbing, petitioning Almighty Allah. And he calls and he cries and petitions Allah. أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Oh Allah, I'm overpowered. Oh Allah, I'm overwhelmed. فَانْتَصِرْ. You help me, you defend me, Ya Allah. That was Allah Jalla wa Ala's mercy that the punishment didn't come before. But now these people went way beyond the limits and boundaries. Now the punishment. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam in the Safina and the boat and said it is a lesson for humanity and posterity. But who is there to take lesson today? We heard about it so many a time. We as Muslims also remember, we're more interested in other things. For Anjaynahu, hence we rescued him, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ashab as-safina, and the companions in the boat, Noah and the Ark, Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, Ark, Safina, the boat, ship, and whatever you want to call. Wa ja'alnaha ayatan lil alamin. Allah Jalla wa'ala made it, the boat, and the people in the boat, a sign, a symbol for the people of all times, all places. Surah chapter 29, the spider. verse number 15, 1-5, chapter 29, verse 15. Great lessons for all of us. Whenever you are on the haq, on the truth, husband, wife, parents, children, employer, employee, neighbors, so always when things are difficult, go into sajda, raise your hands if you don't know the ayat properly, and look in the kitab and say, in the Quran Sharif, Anni maghloobun fantasir. Oh Allah, I'm overpowered. Oh Allah, I'm overwhelmed. I am on the truth and I'm trying to be on the truth, but there's so much opposition, Ya Allah. Fantasir, you defend, you help me, then see how Allah's help comes. Allah's help came to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam from the clouds and the heavens, from the land and the sand. Fafatahana, Allah uses the royal pronoun, we, to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence. Fafatahana abwaaba samaa'i bimaa'in munhamir. And we opened the doors of the clouds and the heavens. Bima'im munahamir. And the water was pouring, the rain you saw in Durban during the floods. So this continued for 40 days, ulama have written. More or less, Allah knows best. That is from the clouds. Wafajjarna al-arda. We let the land and the sand. From there, the water, we let it gush out. And uyuna, the springs were overflowing. Faltaqalma, from the top the rain is coming, from the bottom the water is gushing out. Faltaqalma, and the water is meeting from on top at the bottom and the bottom on top. Ala amarin qad qudir, on a matter that was decreed already. Allah said, I send this mighty messenger. He made da'wat and tabligh for more than 900 years. And how many people brought iman? Wa ma amana ma'ahu illa qaleel. 82 people. So imagine what challenges, what difficulties he faced. Nabi Nuh, Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. Then the deluge and the floods came. And I mentioned to you now, chapter 29, verses 14-15, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانِ, and the tufan, the flood and deluge took them, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So whilst they were the dictators and based on kufr and shirk, they thought that will save them and rescue them. Nay, Allah gives you muhula, time, respite, and then the punishment. Now he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, and his followers, Allah has already decreed they will be rescued and saved. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ, and we carried them. Ala ذَاتِ alwah, on that comes for tahseen, a jumla, to beautify, for aesthetic reasons. So on the beautiful, now the wood, you know, the logs. So the wood and that the planks and so forth. So translation better will be the planks. The wonderful, beautiful planks, wadusur, and the nails were knocked in, so to keep the planks together and so forth. This is the kudrat and power of Allah. Tajri bi'ayunina, and it is floods and tufan and deluge, and so all this happening. Tajri, and the safina, the boat is moving bi'ayunina, in front of our eyes. Our eyes, bihifdina, we are protecting it. Everything of Almighty Allah is unique, laysa kamithli shay. Our eyes will never ever resemble that of Allah. Allah Jalla Wala's hand, Mubarak, Allah's eyes, Mubarak, Allah Ta'ala, everything is unique, laysa kamithli shay. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, none are equal with Allah. We cannot perceive, comprehend it with our puny little brains. It is supra logical, much beyond our understanding and so forth. Jaza'an liman kana kufir. Allah Jalla wa Ala rewarded. It means the one who was saved, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and his followers. So the reward for them, liman kana kufir, who was rejected. Meaning that he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, and his people, they were rejected. Allah saved them through his mercy. mercy, and Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's wife, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's son, Kan'an, all of them dispatched to Jahannam, Quran says. The son said, Sa'awi ila jabali yasimuni min al-ma. I will climb to the apex and the summit of the mountain and I'll be saved. While speaking, one wave came. Wahala baynahum al-mawj fakana min al-mughraqeen. Finish. So that is Allah. Always beg Allah for afiyah, for hifazat, for protection. Only Allah can save us. Surah 12, verse 64. Fallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Allah is the best protector. He was, he is, he always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. Make dua for us and the ummah at large. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.